This is Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, Hot Jazz, and, just occasionally, a little ragtime, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Ragtime music is different from jazz, although it did set the stage for jazz in the first two decades of the 20th century. It's a syncopated music, but was not improvised like jazz. By and large, it was played from the published sheet music, occasionally on player pianos and sometimes by small bands and orchestras. In the 20s, fascination with jazz, blues, and Tin Pan Alley crowded ragtime out of popular attention. But today, worldwide interest flourishes in festivals, recordings, research and preservation of sheet music, piano rolls, and memorabilia, and much of it can be traced back to Wally Rose in the early 1940s. His excellent recordings pioneered the rediscovery and rebirth of ragtime. Of course, the best-known composer of rags by far is Scott Joplin, and the ragtime era itself is neatly defined by the approximate dates of 1898, when Joplin's first rag was published, and the year of Joplin's death, 1919. Here's Rose in the early 90s with a rhythm section playing Joplin's 1907 Gladiolus Rag.